America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Our next guest is one of the most popular, recognizable, and successful comedians in America. He continues his long run at the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas, and tonight can be seen in Sharknado The Fourth Awakens at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Sci-Fi. It is great to say hello to the one and only Carrot Top. Carrot Top, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. This is Sharknado 4, right? Can you believe it? I watch those movies all the time, and I was like, I want to get in one of those movies. And then all of a sudden, they said, we're filming in Vegas. You want to be in it? And I'm like, yes, of course I do.
Why not? I mean, it's like the modern-day Citizen Kane. I mean, and it's become such the rage on social media, right? You play an Uber driver in this. So tell us a little about your part and tell us a little about the film.
So already, I mean, that's just right. Already, that takes a lot of acting chops. Yeah, it was funny. I showed up on the set, and they would be an Uber driver. I said, great. I asked them if they wanted me to bring any of my props, and they said, no, just, the joke's going to be just you're being an Uber driver. And I get to the set, and the director comes over and says, all right, so I thought maybe the scene would be you pick them up, and then you'll have some of your shtick, and you'll be doing your shtick in the car. And
right.
I go, no. Well, they said, don't bring any stuff. And he's like, what? I said, yeah. Well, you're Carrot Top. You got to have, I said, they didn't tell me to bring any props. So I asked the director, I said, do you have anything laying around? I mean, I'll try to come up with something.
Yeah.
He said, okay. So they called the prop department, and they had, like, I don't even know, it was like a rubber chicken and a thing and a tennis racket and whatever. And I was like, oh, Christ. So I kind of just ad-libbed and kind of trying to come up with something that was absurd enough to make it seem like that was my act. So we'll see how it plays. Yeah, it was fun being creative with it and trying to come up with something.
I could imagine, because you are the king of props. I mean, if you're going to have Carrot Top on set, you got to have the right kind of props or tell you what to bring.
That's what I thought.
Right. Right.
That's what I thought. Exactly.
Get it?
The Carrot Top people were fired after that.
Yeah. Good. As well they should be. But it's amazing, though, how this movie has, and this whole franchise really has taken off, and it's huge. We had Ian Ziering on the show last week, and he said it's just because it's good, campy fun. Why do you think this movie and these movies have become so big?
Well, I think, like, it was that he nailed it on the head. I think it's just good, silly, campy fun. I mean, it's not a lot of, these nowadays where we can have those kind of films that just are, silly nonsense that just, it's a feel-good movie, as opposed to, you watch the news these days and you watch everything and all these other movies that are, banging them up, shooting, killing people. It's like, this is just one you can sit down with anybody and just kind of laugh at how silly and stupid it is. I mean, you get eaten by sharks on land. So it's, I think it's just a phenomenon in that sense. Like an hour and a half just to escape to have, silliness.
No. And to get back to the idea that you're an Uber driver, in real life, how cool would it be to tap on your Uber app, order a driver, and see, like, Carrot Top will arrive at your location in 7 minutes? How freaking cool is that?
We pitched the idea to Uber prior to this even happening, this movie.
Really?
We pitched that to them saying an idea that we did that. We picked people up at the airport, and they get in their car, and it's me. And they're like, what the? So in a sense, it's kind of what we've been thinking about for a while anyhow. So, yeah. It would be cool.
It would be cool. Now, your long run at the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas, you've been there over 10 years. And if I remember right, you just signed an extension. You're going to be there through 2020. Your comedy is so visual. It's what Vegas is all about. Is that why this has worked out so well for you?
Well, I wish I had the answer to that. I mean, I think it's probably helped. It definitely has helped, probably, because, Vegas is a town that, man, people, you're going, and you're seeing so many things. There's buildings and fires being blown up, all these things that were these big the shows out here in general. If you go to a Cirque show, so by the time they get to my little show, it's you have to keep their attention. So my show's got, it's like a bam, bam, bam. It's like a lot of there's lights, there's props, there's music, there's things to keep their attention. Otherwise, they're gone. And I mean, we even laugh about it every night because the crowds in Vegas, they've seen everything. So for them to keep your attention, you have to kind of just in their face kind of fast. And the props, I think all that do help keep people focused and keep the thing moving. Because I have friends that just do stand-up, and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know how I could do that.
Yeah.
Never could anyhow. But just keep people's attention span is a challenge enough.
You perform about 300 shows a year in the Atrium Theater, and that means a lot for you because it's the same venue that your comedy hero George Carlin performed in. That's pretty cool to be able to stand on that same stage.
It's unbelievable, yeah. And I never forget that, too. Yeah. It's one of the coolest things ever when you're up there and you think that, too. Yeah.
Now, your type of comedy, doing it from in a 300-seat theater. Now, you've had to really kind of zip up everything with the props, so it's huge visual with the fog and everything else. Now, your comedy, how does it translate when you're doing it in front of a larger crowd? Because when you were doing it in a small club or you're doing it on TV, it's much more intimate because you got to watch and listen at the same time because you are a prop comic. So how does it differ when you are doing it in a larger venue?
Well, nowadays I'm lucky because they usually have the screens that
right.
they can show you, you know, they can put a, but back in the day, you know, that was one of my favorite comedians of all time is Steve Martin. And Steve Martin used to, was one of the first comics as a prop comic as well, would play like these arenas.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to do a whole routine where he would hold up a nickel and say, I'm holding a nickel, like as a joke, because no one could see what the hell he was holding. And it's like, you know. So now with the screens, I think it's definitely helps a lot. But this theater here in Vegas is the perfect size, and it's a great venue. Even the worst seat in the venue is still a great seat, kind of thing. So you don't feel like you're cheating the crowd in a sense.
One thing I always liked about you, your comedy is very imaginative. You have to bring your brain and understand the stuff with the props and everything else. I remember there was, and this is going all the way back, and I don't know why this sticks in my head. There's an episode of the Larry Sanders Show, and you show up to roast Larry, and you show up, and one of my favorite props that you ever had, it was a feeding station for bulimics. It's a platform hung over your head. You had a dish to eat from and a mini toilet to refund in. Now that's comedy.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I thought so. In fact, that's one of the first things that I remember when I think of that joke, which is interesting. I had done the Tonight Show, and Gary Shanley was there, and he stuck around to watch my set. And he came off after the commercial break, and he said, "That was great. A toilet for bulimics. Oh, my God, I love that." And I'll never forget that. I was like, cool. Gary Shanley liked my joke. Like, he really thought that was, it was just a great moment when one of my heroes,
oh, sure,
acknowledged one of my jokes. And George Carlin had one of those too. It was a party favor for someone that has asthma. And it was like a little party favor that had like an asthma thing attached to it. And he came up to me in the airport one day out of nowhere, and he's like, "Hey, George Carlin." I said, "Oh my God, how are you?" He's like, "The party favor for asthma. Good, that was a good one, kid." And walked away. And I was like, "Oh my God." It was like my Coca-Cola, moment with the kid and through the jersey. Kind of thing.
That's your Mean Joe Green moment. That's
great.
It, right.
Mean Joe Green, thank you. I was like, oh, my God. George Carlin just walked up to me and said, "That was good, my kid." So, it was great.
And you mentioned The Tonight Show. That show has been really instrumental in your career. What is it, like 31 appearances on that show? It's amazing.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
It was great. Jay was beyond great to me. They were so good to me, and if I could just call them and say I have a set, they put me right on. I didn't have to even rehearse it. I just go up there and do it.
That's amazing.
They trusted me, and it was good.
Now, in terms of comedy these days, I've heard a lot of comics talk about how comedy has been forced to become too PC, too politically correct. Are we becoming too afraid to offend with our comedy and our entertainment?
Well, I think slowly that has become. I mean, there's still shows that push the envelope to a degree. Some of the cable network shows,
right?
But certain things have. And I've seen it come and go both ways. I mean, even when I started doing this and doing the Tonight Show, even that show, because it was such a broad show, the things that I could get away with doing, the things that I couldn't get away with, they were all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
There's things I'm like, I can't believe they let me do that. And then there'd be times where like, no. So it kind of goes up, both ways. Because I think a lot of the comedy that now that's out there is not on network television. It's on cable. So the cable shows still get away with, especially if you watch the roasts on Comedy Central and some of these TV shows that are on HBO. They're still pushing the envelope and doing this thing. It's just the network television shows themselves have to a degree pull back to be more PC. But even I find that happening to be stretched more. I watch the, not by accident. Mm-hmm. I catch it, part of The View or The Talk or one of these shows.
Yeah.
And I'm always surprised at actually what they do get away with saying. I'm like, we could never have said that back in the day. So
right.
I think it kind of swings that a little bit more, not PC. I think we're getting away with more.
Well, what we are getting away with tonight, it's Sharknado, The Fourth Awakens.
Yeah.
It's 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Sci-Fi. And when you're in Vegas, definitely check them out at the Luxor Hotel. You can get tickets at Luxor.com. Yeah. Carrot Top, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, we'll hopefully chat with you soon.
All right, see you down the road. Take care. And off he goes, Carrot Top, folks, one of the more imaginative comics of his day. Because it's not just, you know, like a Jerry Seinfeld, what about the peanuts on the plane type of thing. You got to be able to understand the props. And when he came around, he was the regular comedy establishment kind of looked at him and put their nose up in the air. But the guy's been around now for what, like 25, 27 years or so. And with a huge deal in Vegas where he performs in front of 300 people pretty much every night. Carrot Top definitely getting the last laugh. And with the slew of celebrities now that they're dragging out for the fourth Sharknado, as the Sharknado franchise just goes on and on and on. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.